week of the semester. Very excited. And also I'm very excited about the songs that I have lined up. Also, I'm very excited about my guests who are here again from last time. If you want to say hello, you can say hello.
What up?
Oh, great, Maddie.
Hi there.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Anyway, so the first song I'm going to play is French. I'm taking French 103 right now, so Madame Toulouse, if you're out there, this one's for you. Please give me a good grade in this class. So it is called 7-Hour Dumat, and it's basically this girl waking up in the morning. She doesn't want to go to school, and she wakes up at 7 a.m., like Rebecca Black did in Black Friday. Not Black Friday, just Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Okay, I'm going to play it. Bye.
Du matin, faut se réveiller. Oh, je sommeille. Bon, alors un peu de musique pour se mettre en train. Je sais pas moi, quelque chose comme Talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je souffle ma brosse à dents. Quelle passée celle-là encore. La bleue est à mon père. La rouge est à ma mère. La jaune est à mon frère, vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? Tiens, on est lundi aujourd'hui. Ah, pour demain, j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. Embêter les voisins qui rompent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. Je suis presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Oh, mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon bleu? Le bleu? Le rouge? Mon Shetland bleu?
So yes, that was 7-Hour Dumat by Jacqueline Taib. She's Tunisian. Yeah, so I like that song. Thoughts? Any thoughts? Yeah, go for it.
That's great. She's got a very smooth voice.
Yeah, I think she's like 70 something now, but this was recorded at an earlier time in her life. So that's cool. Yeah, so anyway, this next song is a classic by The Who, My Generation, which she mentioned in 7-Hour Dumat. Ooh, if you heard my pronunciation. I know, when she said My Generation, she's talking about this song that I'm just about to play. I know. Guys, I kind of curated it. I know. Anyway, My Generation, mono version. Hope it's not contagious. By The Who.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say. Sensation.
My generation.
My generation. My generation, baby.
That was My Generation by The Who. What do you guys think? What'd you give it out of 10? Oh, I heard 10s out of 10s. Oh, geez. Okay, this next song is from this album, 69 Love Songs, which is indeed an album of 69 love songs, written by the magnetic field, so it ties back to Physics 133, B fields, am I right? And it's, I have two songs from 69 Love Songs on this playlist, so, I mean, I'll keep you on the edge of the seat. Oh, go for it, Alex.
These tracks better be really good because Danielle has not stopped talking about this album that she just discovered. So there's a lot on the line, okay. But I'm excited for it.
Okay, well, let me explain one thing. This, the guy who is head of the magnetic field, Stephen Merritt, I think, or something, super interesting, really cool. But anyway, the guy who Ghost wrote for, Lemony Snicket. Hello,
Jiminy
guys.
Cricket?
No, Lemony Snicket.
Well, now the people can hear me, so I guess I'll just talk.
Yeah, sorry, I muted Alex before this accidentally. But anyway, the guy who is Lemony Snicket is...
Jiminy Cricket?
Maddie, I swear to God, one more time. Just kidding.
Anyway, I thought you were going to have to dump.
This is Absolutely Cuckoo by the Magnetic Fields.
Don't fall in love with me yet. We only recently met. True, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm in love. Give me a week or two to go absolutely cuckoo. Then when you see your error, then you can flee in terror. Like everybody else does, I only tell you this cause I'm easy to get rid of. About if you fall in love, and now that I'm on the make, and if you make a mistake, my heart can certainly break. I'll have to jump in the lake. Don't fall in love with me, yeah, we only recently met. True, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm in love. Give me a week or two to go absolutely cuckoo. And when we see your error, then you can flee your terror. Like everybody else does, I only tell you this cause I'm easy to get rid of. But now if you fall in love, I know that I'm on the neck. And if you make a mistake, my heart is certainly break. I'll have to jump on the lake, and all my friends will blame you. There's no telling what they'll do. It's only fair to tell you that I'm absolutely cuckoo. It's only fair to tell you that I'm absolutely cuckoo.
That was Absolutely Cuckoo by the Magnetic Fields.
Very gentle. Very magnetic.
Oh, you're not on, Alex. There you go.
That was a gentle whisper of a song.
Alex is
great.
Caressing this microphone, but I have all the power, so I can turn you on and off as I choose. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
You know, get ready to dump because I'm about
to curse on your show. This next song is called I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore by Lucy Dacus. Who can relate?
I'm feeling like the odd man now.
That was I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore by Lucy Dacus. Yeah, she seems pretty cool. Anyway, this next song is called I'd Like to Walk Around in Your Mind, very meta, by Vashti Bunyan. It's a... Not Bunyan, no. Yeah, I don't know. Enjoy. It's a little different than what the rest of us has been, but I think it's still good. That was I'd Like to Walk Around in Your Mind. What do you guys think of that one? You're on the mic.
I really felt like I walked around her mind.
Really? Vashti's mind? Okay, Maddie, your turn.
It was a little slow for me,
yeah,
I have to be honest.
Maddie, what do you think I was going to play? Like, generally, when you came to this.
Thought you were going to play a little J. Cole, you know, some Drake.
Uh-huh, do I...
Aubrey Graham, you know, that kind
Aubrey
of stuff.
Yeah, I know who Drake is. Maybe someday I'll play Drake.
Maybe a little bit of the Cranberries, but...
I've actually played the Cranberries before, and not correlated to my ethnicity. It's just a band I like, so... Anyway, this next song is another one from the Magnetic Field. Woo!
Wow,
it's called
science
A Chicken.
Nerd.
It's called A Chicken with
Are you an engineer?
In the making. I hope so. Anyway, it's A Chicken with Its Head Cut Off by the Magnetic Field off of 69 Love Songs.
Eligible, not too stupid, intelligible, and cute as Cupid. Knowledgeable, but not always right, salvageable, and free for the night. While my heart's running round like a chicken with its head cut off. All around the barnyard, falling in and out. Free fall.
this could be love or nothing at all. But my heart's running round like a chicken with its head cut off. All around the barnyard, falling in and out of love. The poor thing's blind as a bat, getting up, falling down, getting up. Who'd fall in love with a chicken with its head cut off? To be stars exploding in the night, or electric eels under the covers. We don't have to be anything quite so unreal. Let's just be lovers. Chicken with its head cut off. All around the barnyard, falling in and out of love. The poor thing's blind as a bat, getting up, falling down, getting up. Who'd fall in love with a chicken with its head cut off?
That was A Chicken With Its Head Cut Off, off of 69 Love Songs by the Magnetic Fields. Maddie, care to share what your first impression of that song was?
I thought it was Johnny Cash.
And guess what, guys? The next song I have lined up is Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash, because I had that same thought.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite Johnny Cash song?
I do not.
Oh. Oh, I went to Nashville once. Oh, yeah, I went once, and I went to the Johnny Cash Museum. Mm-hmm. And him and his wife were so cute.
They were there.
No, not in person. But I saw pictures that they took together with like flowers and stuff. They were just great. And honestly, I went to Nashville not really being into country music, and I left being a fan of Johnny Cash.
Yeah. So. See, when I went to Nashville, it was just like me crossing my arms, hating on country music. And then we went to the concert hall there thing, and the yodeling boy was there.
Oh, that night. Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, the Grand Ole Opry.
They had a celebration of, I think its 50th year.
Mason. Really?
Oh, cool.
Wow. Mason Ramsey he sold out the Grand Ole Opry that night, and we couldn't get tickets. I didn't really care, but
I didn't go inside, but I took a photo outside.
But Nashville's a cool town. Y'all should visit.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Y'all should go to Hattie B's.
Hattie B's. I don't know if you heard that, but Maddie recommends Hattie B's. What is that?
It's a restaurant where you can get the best hot chicken.
Interesting. Cool.
Maddie wants her chicken.
Anyway, so yeah, as I promised, Johnny Cash, live at Folsom State Prison, which he never went to, but he was in prison, I think, at one point in his life. So, Folsom Prison Blues.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't. lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
That was Folsom Prison Blues, the live version. I feel like the live version carries more life or something to it. So, yes. This next song, I'm playing it off YouTube, so this is new for me. I'm kind of scared no advertisement came up. So this is Mac DeMarco covering Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. And he says, Paul's thoughts became mine and mine became his. Flies had gathered to feed on all the beauty of Christmas that seeped from our pores. So, yeehaw. So guys, this is my last show before Christmas season, or the holidays, whatever. And yeah, this is my ode to Christmas. That was Wonderful Christmas Time by Mac DeMarco, originally by Paul McCartney. So that's my favorite Christmas song. Not Mac DeMarco's cover necessarily, but Wonderful Christmas Time slaps. This next song is by Pavement off of Brighten the Corners, my favorite Pavement album, and it's Harness Your Hopes. So, harness your hopes this week, fellas.
Don't telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterize in syrup, and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations. Cause someone's gonna cash in, the plotter turns again. The reference starts at 10. Show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I will kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearly took the purse. The Gothic has a hearse. Heartbreaking, earthquaking, kiwis, they are home baking mines. I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper, bitch, between your pointer, your index, and your thumb. It's a semi-automatic. Believers are ecstatic. You see the way they cling, the cold metallic sting. And I'm living in a coma, Madonna de Verona. The harness made of hopes, the lovers on the road. None is to church as the parent is to perch, and my
that was Harness Your Hopes by Pavement. A lot of Pavement's songs sound the same, but that doesn't mean they're not good. This next song is by Courtney Barnett. I played it before Avant Gardner, but I'm playing it because I like it, but also it reminded me of Seven Heures du Mat. Similar vibe, the French song I played earlier. But this one's in English. Crazy. So Avant Gardner.
Thank you.
That was Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett. Okay, now we got three. Yeah, it's 5 minutes and 12 seconds long. Now we've got a set of three songs to see me out for the semester. And this is from the show I did a long time ago where I played all songs that mentioned 17 or had 17 in the title, whatever. This is 17 by Haley. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It's not Baldwin. It's not Haley Baldwin. it's 17 by Haley Blaze Blass. She's Canadian. She's from Vancouver. We were talking about Vancouver. Okay. That was 17 by Haley. Blah, blah. Sorry, I really like her, and it's not disrespectful. It's B-L-A-I-S.
My sister's name is Blaze.
But I think it has an E at the end. Yeah. It's not Blaze. Would you ever name... I don't... Anyway, moving on. If you named your child Blaze... Blaze. Blaze Stone. Okay, they wanted her to smoke weed. Like, no... Anyway, this next song is called, I never even realized that. Jeez, shout out Taylor's sister. She seems cool. Anyway, this next song is called 18 by Joyce Manor, which is like kind of out of my comfort zone, but I think I like the song, so...
Yeah.
That was 18 by Joyce Manor, which will bring us into our next song, 19 by Bay Faction. I really like Bay Faction. You should check them out if you're listening and you're interested in listening to the other stuff. But a lot of their songs have like curse words in them. I tried playing them once. That was the time, Alex. I tried playing them once and I don't know what I was thinking because there were very clearly curse words in it and it just kept going. And I thought if I dumped once, I'd be okay. And then it just kept going. So I just cut it from the, I just stopped playing it. It was embarrassing, frankly. Just kidding. Well, it wasn't. Whatever. Alex was like, Danielle, what is happening? And I was like, I'm so sorry.
It happened to me 2 weeks ago.
It happened to Alex 2 weeks ago. Here, go for it.
The same thing happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was playing Let's Fall in Love for the Night by Phineas, a great song. Phineas and Billy, my queens. And yeah, there was one curse word. I was like, it's fine. And then the bridge came in the song. And boy, oh boy, it was a mistake. I lowered the volume and I talked over it.
You know, honestly, at this point, I don't know if the FCC is listening, I think a lot of America is desensitized at this point.
Yeah, I don't think the FCC is really on our backs, but who knows?
I'm not trying to get $10,000. I trust the people of
Houston. You know what? Sponsor us. If
let's Danielle lobby and I can against raise, the FCC.
No, if Danielle and I can raise $10,000, we'll take a poll and we'll see which one song we'll play that has a profanity.
I'm going to play an hour long of profanity.
Of just
if someone
pure
can
profanity.
Just straight up profanity.
We'll just talk. We'll just repeat the same profanities until their existence is like weird.
And then
when you say a word too many times.
Whatever. Anyway, back to the point. Bay Faction. Very good.
Anyways, y'all don't know Danielle's doing this like cute thing like 17, 18, 19 because tomorrow's her birthday.
Yeah.
She's turning 19.
Turning 19, guys. Isn't that scary? In Joyce Manor's song, they said I'm feeling so old. And honestly, I feel old, but also because I'm younger relative to other people, I don't feel as old. But it's like, it's mass. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of trippy because I feel young, but I'm still kind of old. I don't know. Whatever.
Transcendent.
It's hard for me to process my feelings. Okay.
She said it.
I said it. FCC, find me. Anyway, so I'll probably just leave after this song. So this is 19 by Bay Faction. It's a short one, under 2 minutes, but you should listen to the rest of their music.
See you in 2020.
Yeah, see you in 2020. Hope you have a great winter break, great finals week. I'm not gonna have a good one, but it's fine.
It's about to be a rough week for all of us. Maybe we'll come
and
do a spontaneous mental health show.
If you see Madame Toulouse in the language lab, she's the one with the blonde bangs, put in a good word for me because I really need it right now. French 103 is kicking my butt. But I need to get those language lab hours.
Bonne chance.
Bonne chance, mes amis. Language lab hours? Okay, guys, I need an hour for I need a language lab hour for every week that there has existed school. So that's 14 weeks, I think, or
that's
15.
Ridiculous.
And I currently have like 3 or 4. And honestly, like, there needs to be language lab reform because I'm lobbying against language lab now. I like just can't. It closes at 10. Whatever. I'm not complaining, but also I'm complaining.
It's open from 7 to 10.
I know, but I have stuff to do.
And from 2 to 5.
I know, but this is what happens. I just bury myself. But
if
I'm
you want to become
it.
Fluent, then
I'm not trying to become fluent. I thought I wanted to become fluent, and then I took French here again, and I said no. I don't know
this
if I'm taking
111. This is why you're supposed to take Spanish.
Guys, if anyone has
take
any...
Take Espanol.
I'm not taking Spanish. I should have taken German here. If you're listening and have to do language requirements...
Take Spanish.
Take German.
Definitely
okay.
Take Spanish. Our Spanish department, terrific.
The German, but German has its little cool room.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play 19 now. It's been
Happy
great, guys.
Birthday.
It's been real.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Alex is crying right now. So, yeah, 19.
Cruising, my old body screaming for it. Throwing fits, my tongue is sore. Stuck in 09 summer school. Tasting all I could, Dior, lips and candy. No more. I'm so upset.
Your mouth in. Still curious.